A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky. It's 97 degrees.
And a crash northbound Highway 89 in Farmington. I'm Steve Carls.
KSL's top story.
Back to school.
Back to school.
Public school advocates are reacting to a new audit coming for the public schools in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The new audit will look at teacher retention, teacher pay, administrative overhead, and more. But Chase Thomas with Alliance for Better Utah worries about the emphasis on student performance and outcomes.
If that's all we're focusing on and it's not directly tied to funding, then we might be able to say that funding is not important when it actually is.
Our Schools Now organizer, Bob Markhart, says the state needs to give more funding to public schools.
There have been a lot of studies on what works in education, and we have a good idea of what that is.
He says that's strong teachers being paid well and strong education programs. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:31. We're hearing even more about updates to BYU's honor code today. Maria Chaleos is here with the latest.
Jeff, Brigham Young University says its Honor Code office will no longer call students requesting interviews. Instead, new software will send a confidential link to students requesting a meeting and give specific details about why the meeting has been requested. The school says this will help improve transparency and reduce anxiety on the part of students. Two police officers will not be facing any charges for using deadly force outside of a Salt Lake City apartment complex. Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says video evidence shows the police were defending themselves after a suspect tried to hit them with a stolen car. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the details. And Paul, where was this?
Maria, the officers approached suspect Andre Tachenko just outside of the Peter Pan Apartments on 300 South last October. And Salt Lake DA Sim Gill says that Andre Tachenko sped toward the officers, which is why they fired.
As the officers approached the vehicle, Mr. Tachenko raised both his hands and then began lowering one hand to the waistband. Officers were able to break through the driver's side window and stop Mr. Tachenko's movements.
Gill says Tachenko did have a gun in his waistband. Officers reportedly tried CPR after they shot fires, but that did not work. Gill also says that the officers would be able to prove that they were defending themselves if this went to trial. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump is doubling down on his comments, saying Jewish Americans who vote Democratic are disloyal to the Jewish people and to Israel. Critics say challenging the patriotism or loyalty of Jewish citizens is anti-Semitic. ABC's Jordana Miller reports from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his government are staying silent as President Trump charged Jewish Democrats with being disloyal. That's a claim that's been used to harass and persecute Jews for centuries. Some here criticizing Netanyahu for adding to the president's partisan politics on Israel, that after he seemingly followed Trump's wishes and barred Democratic reps Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib from entering Israel. One opposition lawmaker here is calling on Netanyahu to condemn Trump's remarks and demand an apology. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Disappointment expressed by the Danish government following the president's quick decision not to visit. More from ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk.
There's been widespread surprise in Copenhagen to the announcement that the president was canceling his early September trip. In the words of the Danish prime minister,
I've been looking forward to the visit. Our preparations were well underway. It was an opportunity, I think, to celebrate Denmark's close relationship to U.S.
She's again rejected any notion of selling the semi-autonomous Arctic region of Greenland to the U.S., calling the idea, quote, an absurd discussion. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Over the next 3 days, Democratic presidential candidates will make their campaign pitches to union workers in Iowa. ABC's Ryan Burrow has a preview.
The Iowa Federation of Labor Annual Convention kicking off in Altoona Wednesday. It runs through Friday. More than 185,000 union members from across the country are expected to attend. Every Democratic presidential candidate has been invited to make their case to union workers in a 10-minute address. Among the 15 speakers set for Wednesday alone, Biden, Booker, de Blasio, Warren, Castro, Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and Sanders.
Though labor leaders say they will not be endorsing a candidate, they instead want members to hear all the voices and make up their own minds. Other national stories KSL is following. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says he is completely confident that the alleged sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein took his own life while in a federal detention facility. But Epstein's death has launched a federal investigation into the workers on duty when it happened.
There have been some delays because a number of the witnesses were not cooperative. A number of them required having union representatives and lawyers before we could schedule interviews.
Barr made the comments to the press outside a Dallas boxing gym as he promoted the Department of Justice Project Safe Neighborhoods initiative. KSL News Time, 5:35.
Ricky, what's happening on the roads?
Well, we have delays. SR 201 westbound. This is from I-15 to Bangor and then a little bit before 5600 west. And we have also had some slowing eastbound I-80 from 7th East to 2300 East and again transitioning to I-215's east belt. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
You realize this might be the last time we see 98 degrees this entire year? Seems like a good time to run Ricky's Summer Song Contest. See if you can name them all. It's coming up next on KSL News Radio. 536.